This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Everybody's got one of those friends, right? Or maybe the friend is you with the special secret recipe for granola or marinara sauce or cheesecake, maybe, I don't know. Turns out a lot of those people have recently become new business owners. Registration for home food processing was up more than 65% in New York last year. In Minnesota, that number is up 30%. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab talked to some of those entrepreneurs about what it's like to run a micro food business out of your home.
It's a few days before Easter, and Maddie Gartman is making royal icing, the first of many batches. She pours so much meringue powder into her KitchenAid mixer, she has to cover it with a towel so a cloud of white dust doesn't take over her tiny kitchen.
There is such thing as overmixing, so that's why I have my timer going, too, to make sure I don't overmix.
Gartman is a stay-at-home mom in South St. Paul, Minnesota. She used to just bake for fun, but now it's about business. The icing she's making today will go into a few dozen cookie kits. $30 for 10 pre-baked cookies, 3 colors of icing, and the tools to transform them into Easter eggs, bunnies, and baby chicks. She started selling the kits online when the pandemic hit.
They just sold out like crazy. There were times that people would message me 5 minutes into posting and I'd have them all sold out.
She also took her cookie decorating skills to TikTok with how-to videos.
No, don't throw that dough out. You can use every last scrap of dough, and I'm going to show you.
After a couple months on TikTok, Garty Goodies has nearly 500,000 followers. The videos are bringing in enough money to build a studio in her basement. And this is the origin story of a lot of home food businesses. A passion project snowballs into something bigger.
One of my friends was just like, hey, man, like you love bagels. Well, you should just start making some bagels.
Ben Grossman runs Benny's Bagels out of his parents' kitchen in Arlington, Massachusetts. He moved home after being laid off as a traveling chef with Cirque du Soleil and started the business.
You know, I was making 12 or 16 at a time. And then like all of a sudden I was making like 250 or 300 bagels in a week. And I just kind of looked up and was like, I think I might have like a business here.
Benny's Bagels has all the usual flavors, plus Asiago Sriracha and broccoli cheddar. They go for $2 to $3 a piece, and Grossman does $1,600 a month in sales. It's about all he can manage from a home kitchen.
You know, you only have one oven. I can only bake 24 at a time. I can only boil 6 to 10 at a time. When I'm having 200 bagels in a day, it just makes for long days.
5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mom and dad shut down the operation during dinner. And the work is exhausting. He's broken so many mixing bowls that he now needs the dough by hand. He's looked into commercial kitchen space, but the rent would eat up half his sales. He's also considered opening a store, a pretty big leap. Catherine Gregory is president of the New York Small Scale Food Producers Association. She's seen a lot of home cooks try to make that leap and fail.
It just required more time than they expected, more effort than they expected, and also an understanding
of costs and profit margins and how to market your salad dressing or hot sauce. Hot sauce is the thing right now among home cooks. Then there are all the rules. Massachusetts requires kitchen inspections. In Oregon, it's okay to make bread, but not focaccia. In North Carolina, certain sauces have to be sent to a lab for testing. Gregory likes to remind people,
there is nothing wrong with doing this as a hobby.
And that's all some people want. Lata Asher started Auntie Makes Chapati in Rochester, New York last year. She's retired and missed cooking big weekly dinners for friends and family.
I'm not doing it for money. I am enjoying when people, they love my food. That's it.
Or maybe you just need a break from Zoom and Netflix. Maddie Gartman thinks that's one reason her cookie kits are most popular with adults. I sit down and test my decorating skills on what's supposed to be a baby chick sitting in a cracked egg.
Yours will be a textured egg.
That's a very nice way of putting it.
You can tell I was a teacher.
Gartman would eventually like to sell these kits in stores with recipes for making the cookies and icing yourself, plus tools and accessories, because she wants to keep running her business from home. She'd just like to spend less time in the kitchen. In Minnesota, I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.